This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Actually, now we're going to switch and we're going to continue our discussion on marriage equality, no hate and Pride March. We have the very lovely and handsome Tim from Australian Marriage Equality in the studio. Good morning, Tim. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Adam. Good morning, Ginny.
Don't you love how we butter you up before we get
He's
to you?
He's very smooth. He's very smooth.
I try to be. Now, Tim, give us a rundown. Who are you and where are you from?
I'm the Victorian Convener for Australian Marriage Equality. And we are very involved, obviously, with that fight. And we've got a few activities coming up. In particular, there's a play on at the moment at Chapel Off Chapel called Standing on Ceremony. And I recommend all the listeners to go along and see that play. It's running for about another 10 days. And half the profits do go to marriage equality. It's got great reviews and it's starring major actors like Pia Miranda, Michael Veitch, Spencer McLaren, and it's a really good show. Also, too, we've got Pride March coming up on Sunday.
That's exciting. Can't wait for that one.
It is very exciting, apart from the fact that it's going to be very hot. But we're seeking to have a very large crowd supporting and marching with us. And so we're asking any of your listeners who aren't organised to march with another group to please come on down on Sunday and bring a hat and a water bottle. And we apparently will be up the front. And so that means that you'll finish quicker and be able to have a drink in Katani Gardens quicker than if you're with some other groups. We are very fortunate that the Federal Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, MPQC, will be marching with us.
Wow.
That's quite cool.
It's very cool.
It's going to be filled with, like, political figures. One is Mark Dreyfus. The second is Tony Abbott's sister's going to be marching as well.
Well, Tony Abbott's sister, Christine Forster, will be in the march. And we apparently are going to have TV people there and things. So we're seeking to ask for lots of Joy listeners to come and march with us if they're not organised with another group.
Absolutely. See, Adam and I would have loved to have marched, but Joy kind of booked us in. We're contracted.
We have a Cadillac. Do you know Joy has a Cadillac?
I know, that's why.
Dolly Diamond?
Yes, Dolly Diamond's in it.
Dolly's very glamorous.
She is. Would you expect Dolly to go down the street in any other fashion?
No.
Dolly would not walk. Dolly needs a beautiful car.
That's right. But the Marriage Equality Group, we unfortunately are walking, but it's actually not that far. So it's just down Fitzroy Street. So I've actually staggered down Fitzroy Street at 3 a.m. occasionally. But it's not that far. And we ask for people to be at the corner of Lakeside Drive and Fitzroy Street at 1 p.m. And the march starts at 2 p.m.
I've got to say, Tim, you were just talking before, just going back to Australian Marriage Equality, you're the Victorian convener.
Yes.
Do you have different conveners across all the states?
Yes. And the national director is Rodney Croom. And we also have on our board Alex Greenwich, who's the MP for Sydney and state MP for Sydney. And there's representatives from every state and Canberra.
Fantastic. Well, what a great cause. And I love how you're fighting so hard so we can all get married one day.
Indeed.
But we still have to do it.
It comes back to, and also too, not everybody wants to get married, but it's about the choice, the right that people can if they wish to. And also too, it is listening to the certain politicians, the reasons that they give for why we can't be like our similar liberal democratic countries like Canada, England, France, New Zealand, plus all these other countries like Uruguay that have marriage equality, it comes back to a civil right. Marriage is a civil right, and it's governed by the government. Religions don't have to perform such ceremonies, and it just will help younger kids coming up to feel that they're not third class and that they have all the rights and potential as their straight brothers and sisters and cousins and everyone.
Well said. Well,
absolutely
said.
That did deserve applause. I was just going to stand up and clap myself, but thank you for doing that. You've saved me the Rise Up.
Well, we've got the technology. Tim, look, we're going to let you go, but before we do, where can everyone get more details on what's going on, and if they want to get involved with the Australian Marriage Equality for Pride March or any of your activities that are going on around Melbourne, where can they head to?
Well, Adam, the best way is to go to our website, australianmarriageequality.com. I suggest that anyone interested or just curious in what we're doing, put their email on to receive our weekly newsletter, and that has a lot of information on it.
Awesome. Thank you again, Tim, for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure having you, and we'll definitely catch you on Sunday down at Pride March.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Adam. Thanks, Ginny.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.